The limit as x goes to 0 of sine of x over x is the fundamental limit in the calculus of trigonometric functions. It's also the first limit we've seen that you can't solve by canceling something out, numerator and denominator. Let's look at the diagram here. We have the triangle from 0 to A to B there, which is contained within the circular sector 0, A, B, which is also contained within that larger triangle from 0 to D to B. Now, the smallest triangle has height sine of theta, which you can see from trigonometry, base 1, so its area is 1/2 sine theta. The area of a circular sector of angle theta, radius r in general, is 1/2 theta r squared. So in this case, the area of that circular sector is 1/2 theta. If you turn it upside down, you can see more easily that the area of the larger triangle, since it has height tangent theta and base 1, is 1/2 tangent theta. That gives us a string of inequalities. 1/2 sine theta, the area of the smallest triangle, less than or equal to 1/2 theta, the area of the sector, which is less than or equal to 1/2 tangent theta, the area of the larger triangle. If we multiply through by 2, of course, and divide by sine of theta, then we get a different string of inequalities, 1 less than or equal to sine of theta over theta, less than or equal to 1 over cosine theta. Flip that upside down, and you have what we need, 1 greater than or equal to sine of theta over theta, greater than or equal to cosine of theta. Now sine of theta over theta is trapped between two functions which go to 1 as theta goes to 0. So the limit as theta goes to 0, sine of theta over theta, is 1. This also works for theta negative, because sine of theta over theta is unchanged when you go from positive to negative theta.